what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall. The stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show. Written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Will Wright, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Freeman Gosden. This week, you can plan your drugstore savings in your own easy chair again with another Rexall magazine ad that gives you two full pages of good bargains. Every month, the Rexall family druggists put this big ad in five magazines to save you shopping time and money. It's the biggest list of savings that ever came into your home month after month. So take advantage of this helpful shopping service. Read the Rexall ad for May in this week's Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman. Several months ago, someone rented the apartment upstairs above the Kingfish. The tenants kept very much to themselves. No one knew much about them. Well, yesterday, they moved out. Kingfish went up this morning to look the apartment over. And right now, he, Sapphire, and her mother are discussing the late tenant.
They certainly was a strange couple. You know, they lived there 3 months and never spoke to nobody.
Yeah, there was something fishy about them. Every time I passed a man in the hall, he turned his face the other way. That proves.
What do you mean, Mama? All it proves was that he was too polite to laugh in your face.
George, I notice you always manage to be out there getting the paper when that young wife of his come down in the morning so you could look at her legs.
Yeah, well, I admit that, but what does I get to look at around here? You and your mama and all this secondhand Duncan Fife furniture. I tell you, it was a pleasure to see a leg for a change that wasn't bent, bowed, or warped.
Well, what was you doing up there this morning? Rounging around again, you beady-eyed old pack rat, you?
Yeah, every time somebody moves out, you clean out their apartment. Last time, you come back with one sneaker, a half a bottle of cough medicine, and a campaign poster with Calvin Coolidge's picture on.
Yeah, well, this time I done all right. What I found in the closet, look here.
Good heavens, George, it's a pistol.
Yeah, that's right, a Colt 45 automatic.
George Stevens, you put that gun down.
Oh, yes, take it away. Take it away. I've always been afraid of guns since my husband was cleaning his hunting rifle and it went off by accident and missed me by 2 inches.
Yeah, I've always been a little suspicious about that accident. It ain't often a man cleans his gun at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What did you mean, George? You know it was an accident.
Well, then how come when the neighbors rushed in, they found Mama had a bullseye painted on the back of her nightie?
Now, never mind all that nonsense about my papa. This pistol proves them people upstairs was crooks.
Yeah. Better get rid of that gun fast. I seen a program on television last night, and they put a man in jail for having a gun.
Oh, Mama, you have seen too many of them television programs. I might take this down to the large hall and get 20 or 30 bucks out of Andy for it.
Well, what would Andy do with a pistol?
Well, it's all a question of salesmanship, creating a demand for your product. After all, people didn't think they needed operations until some smart doctor come along and invented the appendix.
Papa, don't you let him have that gun in this house. Don't forget the other program we've seen on television where the husband shot the wife.
George, you take that gun right back upstairs.
Okay, I'll take it right back. Take the gun back. Don't keep gals, so many crime shows on television, they don't know what they're doing. They ought to be put them on the air. That's what they ought to do. It looked like something that was left over after they emptied the dragnet. Well, I hope the little story I done cooked up will frighten Ann into buying a pistol. Oh. Yeah, I'm flapping down the hall now. Big sound like he's on skis.
Oh, hi, Kingfish. Hi.
Well, come in, Andy, come in. Lock the door behind you there, will you?
Okay. What's up, Kingfish? You ain't making that hard cider in the basement again, is you?
No, Andy. A frightening thing has done happened, old boy. I happened to be passing the police station, and I dropped in to see what was new in the underworld. Well, the first inkling I got there was something up was when I see the sergeant was sitting behind the desk with a shotgun in his lap and a pith helmet on his head.
Well, that's unusual.
Well, not only that, Andy. There was three patrolmen ready to go out on duty, and each one of them had a whip and a chair.
What's going on?
Andy, a ferocious man-eating leopard has done escape from the circus and is on the loose. He's the wild, untamed demijohn of the jungle.
Mackerel. How did it happen?
Well, Andy, when the circus left Madison Square Garden, in all the excitement, they done overlooked this ferocious beast. Now, the first anybody realized what was happening, the other night during a basketball game, all of a sudden, one of the referees noticed that a leopard was jumping center.
Holy smokes, this is terrible, Kingfish.
Yeah, then before anybody could stop him, he made three personal fouls in a row. He ate up two guards and a forward.
Well, didn't the police shoot him or nothing?
Well, he didn't get a chance, Andy. Before they could get there, he was gone. He left the garden by the rear exit and started chewing his way uptown.
You mean that he's actually headed this way?
Oh, yeah, Andy. He was last sighted at Columbus Circle. He bit a subway guard on the leg and boarded the Lenox Avenue local.
Me, Kingfish. I have scared to death animals like that. You think that leopard had hurt me?
Well, Andy, if you wakes up in the middle of the night and finds 400 pounds of spotted fur sitting on your chest, I tell you one thing. That cat ain't there to play puss in the corner.
Oh, no, me. Tell me, why don't the police get a hold of this leopard and shoot him?
Well, they're trying to, Andy, but they're in a state of panic. Them cops is blasting away at everything with spots. This afternoon, they winged three Dalmatians and a kid with the measles.
Kingfish, what can I do? I don't want to end up being no leopard's hors d'oeuvre, I'll tell you that.
Well, Andy, I know how you feel, boy, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you have this pistol for $50 so that you can protect yourself.
Oh, that's great, Kingfish. That's great. You is a real pal. Oh, boy. Now, if that leopard comes near me, I'm going to take this pistol and give him another eyeball right in the center of his forehead.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. You got the gun there, but you ain't allowed to shoot off no firearms without a permit, don't you know that?
You mean if the leopard cornered me, I wouldn't be allowed to shoot him? That don't seem fair. He didn't have to take out no eating permit.
Oh, that's the law, Andy. In New York, you ain't allowed to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. Of course, they're issuing special permits in this emergency, and I could let you have one for $20 more.
$20?
Yes, Andy, then you was all set. If the leopard jump on you, all you got to do is show him the permit and then fire away.
Now, wait a minute here. Just a minute, Kingfish. I ain't read nothing in the paper about no leopard. And before I lay out any $70, I'm going over and talk to Amos about this.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, don't go over there and talk to Amos. Now, wait a minute. Now, look here. Don't go rushing off like that. Sit down there, boy. Sit down. Tell you what, I'm going to tell you the truth, Andy. Don't go. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what happened. I found this gun when the tenants upstairs in my apartment house moved out. Now, I was trying to raise money on the stuff.
Yeah, well, I thought there was something phony about your story. Because I watched the fights on television from Madison Square Garden last night, and if there'd been a leopard in that ring, I would have noticed it.
Listen, Andy, look here. Now, listen. They got a lot of other junk up in Department 2, and I figured that me and you could go through their apartment and see what other hockable items we could find, you know, and sell them to Joe over at the pawn shop.
But if you tell Joe the story about the leopard, it's all right to say he was jumping setter and chewing his way uptown. But just leave out that part about him getting on the subway, because that was a little unbelievable.
sent for me, Lieutenant?
Oh, yes, Quigley. We just got a line on that couple who pulled all those burglary jobs.
Good. Did you pick them up?
No, but we found out where they've been hiding out in an apartment over on 138th Street. They must have known we were after them because they pulled out in a hurry yesterday.
Well, we know they pulled that bank job and the liquor store job. You feel certain they're the ones that pulled the warehouse job, too?
It sounds like them, all right. They tied up the watchman and stole his pistol, Colt 45 automatic. And we recovered a great deal of the loot from a pawn shop.
Have you thought of staking out that apartment? They might come back.
Yes, I thought we'd take a squad up there this afternoon and stake out the apartment.
Fine, Lieutenant. Whoever walks in there will be a sitting duck.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one like those in your own hometown. We've made the word Rexall part of our own store names because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. One Rexall exclusive is the Delafield reducing plan for men. You get three successful reducing aids with this complete 10-day plan. Delafield reducing wafers help curb your hunger. Delafield vitamins protect your diet. And complete menus allow you plenty of lean steak and even cake. No calorie charts, no drugs, no over-exercise. So if your doctor says your excess weight is not organically caused, lose up to 5 pounds a week safely and surely with this easy 10-day plan. Ask for the Delafield reducing plan for men. Available exclusively at Rexall drugstores.
Find anything here in the kitchen?
Yeah, these people must have left this apartment in a hurry. I found a half a turkey in the icebox and this glass of iced tea.
Let me see, Anna. Hey, that ain't iced tea. That's the neutralizer from one of them home permanent sets.
Holy mackerel, and I drank a half a glass of it. Boy, right now I got the only epiglottis in town that's ready for curling.
Now, look here. I done looked through the bedroom, and I found a rubber girdle and a pair of elastic stockings. Little did I know the figure that I've been admiring all these months was de-lumped through the courtesy of the Firestone Rubber Company.
Well, let's take a look around the living room here before we leave.
Open the drawer, then. Look at here. Look here what this is. There's a floor plan of the First National Bank. Fella must have been a banker.
And look here.
2 sticks of dynamite and a 12-foot fuse.
I wonder why a banker would have that. Oh, I know. I guess that's Casey forgot the combination of the vault.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look here, Kingfish. A whole stack of pawn tickets.
Hey, what do you make of that, Andy?
No. I hear the banker's investing. I ain't never heard of them hawking the stuff.
Yeah, let's look through some of these other drawers here.
What'd you find there, King?
What is this? Three hacksaw blades in this book. How to bake an upside down cake.
You know, all of a sudden, Kingfish, I don't like it. Got the cold shivers up.
Shivers.
Yeah, I just like I did at Brother Jackson's wake when the guest of honor sat up in the box and asked for a drink.
I know what you mean, Andy. You heard about icy fingers going up and down your spine. Well, right now, I feel like I was being worked over by an Eskimo chiropractor. I'm scared, too.
Kingfish, these people was crooks. And the reason they left this place in such a hurry is because the police is after.
Yeah, I'm just thinking here, Andy. I got that crook's gun in my pocket. He's standing here with a drawer full of pawn tickets, 4 sticks of dynamite, and a map of the First National Bank. What would you say if a policeman walked in here?
Well, what floor is we on?
The 4th floor.
I wouldn't say nothing. I'd just dive out that window and take my chances.
Andy, look here. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, and I'm getting out of here, too.
Out of my way,
well, let me pass.
Well, hold it, Andy.
No,
take it easy. Wait a minute. Let's not trample each other to death here with no two-man panic.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, what must we do?
Now, listen. We're quiet down here. Listen. Best thing to do is to get over and see our lawyer, Algonquin J. Calhoun.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be better if we just took this stuff down to the police station and told them we found it? We is innocent.
I know we is, Andy. But there's an old Chinese proverb about a jailhouse. It's better to be guilty on the outside than be innocent on the inside. That's what. Office,
Andy.
Let's get in there.
Yeah. Boy, I was nervous.
Well, Calhoun, I'm glad to see you. Be with you in a minute, boys. Talking on the telephone here to one of my clients. Hello? Yeah, that's right. You send the drawings and the working model over, and I'll take it down to the patent office. Yeah. I think it's a great invention. I'll let you know. Goodbye.
Clients invent something, Calhoun?
Oh, yeah, and he really got something there, too. It's a filter for a cigarette that takes out all the nicotine, all the tars, all the rosin, and all the impurities, and gives you a cool, refreshing smoke. And there's one little hitch, though.
Yeah, what's that?
The filter is 9 feet long.
Now, listen here, Calhoun. Look here, we has got a map of the First National Bank, a pistol, 3 sticks of dynamite, and we don't know what to do.
Well, the best thing to do is tunnel in from the alley.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, Cal. Wait a minute, you got this wrong. We found all that stuff in the apartment over the Kingfish.
Oh, yeah, you see, the people must be crooks. Because this morning I found this gun up there.
Hey, look out there. Man, is you crazy?
Well, they found that, they'd really put you in jail for that.
Yeah, well, what must we do, Calhoun?
Listen, boy, now the thing for you to do is take that thing right back where you found it.
Yeah, Calhoun, you'll take the gun and put it back in the apartment upstairs for me. Once it's back there, they can never trace it to us. Come on, Andy, let's go.
You know one thing, boy? You get in almost as much trouble as my cousin Murgatroyd.
Oh, Murgatroyd, the crazy bebop hipster, huh?
Yeah.
What happened to him now?
What happened to him? Him and me was walking down the street, and one of his crazy bops of friends come up to him and say, Murgatroyd, is I got a deal. I gonna sell you an elephant for $500.
An elephant? Well, what would Murgatroyd do with an elephant?
Yeah, that's what he told the fella. He said, man, I was on the road all the time, living in furnished rooms. Where would I keep an elephant? Then the fella said, look, Murgatroyd, I'll let you have the elephant for $200.
What Murgatroyd say to that?
He said, man, I broke. I couldn't feed no big old elephant like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Then the fella say to Murgatroyd, say, look, man, I got two elephants. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you have both of them for $200. Murgatroyd turned to him and said, yeah, man, now you is talking the deal.
Lieutenant, whoever was up here, certainly left in a hurry.
Yes, and there's enough evidence around this apartment to send them up the river for a real stretch.
You think they'll come back?
Well, it's a chance. I've got enough men to stake out the whole neighborhood. They haven't got a chance of getting away. If anyone comes in this apartment, we'll nab them cold.
For gift ideas for Mother's Day, look in the Rexall ad for May.
We Rexall druggists have many fine values for Mother's Day and the whole family. In our 2-page advertisement in the Current Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman.
This big ad has bargains on chocolate, stationery, and some perfectly wonderful beauty buys.
In fact, we have 2 half-price specials on Carinome complexion soap and face powder.
And there's a free cologne when you buy a bottle of Springwood cologne, and a Carinome lipstick offer that's worth a special trip to the drugstore.
But first, read our Rexall advertisement in Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, or Country Gentleman, and plan your savings for the month of May at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Remember, the Rexall ad for May, for gift ideas for Mother's Day.
Well, Lieutenant, we've been here 2 hours. You think they'll come back?
Oh, you never can tell. I've got men in the alley and a couple of others across the street. I want you to
stay here in the apartment out of sight. Signal us if anything suspicious happens.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Just make sure you have the right suspects before you make an arrest. Don't act too fast. Now, I'm going up and check on the roof to make sure there's no way out up there. Then I'll station myself down the next landing.
Well, I better make myself comfortable. Looks like another one of those long waits. I'll probably just... Sounds like somebody coming up. I better get up. I know. I'll get in this closet.
Open there, and let's get on in the apartment, sir.
Okay, Kingfish. Me? I'm scared. Like the pig at the luau, I got a feeling this ain't going to be one of my good days.
There's nothing to be scared about, Andrew. All we got to do is just leave the gun here and...
What's the matter?
Andrew, I got an inkling that somebody here since we left. I got an inkling that somebody was a policeman. The show got a blue serge tang to it.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, when we come in here, I think I smelled brass polish and pistol oil. Kingfish? I tell you, Andy.
Hear that? Footsteps coming down from the roof.
Yeah.
Andy, you don't think it's a policeman, does you?
That's the flattest sound of the feet I've ever heard. What are we going to do?
Andy, quick. I tell you, we'll duck into this closet here right quick.
Yeah.
Boy, dark in here. Yeah, I see it. Oh, cool.
Wait a minute, I'll turn on the light.
No, no, you dummy. No, no, don't turn on the light. Suppose whoever that is come into the apartment here. We got a light on in the closet. That's what's suspicion.
Yeah. I am scared. Oh, you know, Kingfish, we sure was doing a lot of breathing for two people.
Now, Andy, we're safe in here by ourselves. Tell you what, I'm going to light a cigar.
Yeah, me too. Maybe it'll calm me down.
Hey, I'll take it here. Where's my cigar? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. My cigar. Sure. Let me have a match, Andy.
Oh, if I got any. Wait a minute. If I can find one here.
Yeah, I'll see if I got one. Please, yeah. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
What is you thanking me for?
For lighting the cigars.
Oh, no, Andy. You lit the cigars.
I didn't light no cigars. I ain't got no matches.
Neither does I.
But the cigars is lit.
I have heard of spontaneous combustion, but I ain't never heard of it lighting two cigars.
Oh, me neither.
Wait a minute, now, Andy. Let's calm down here and get a grip on ourselves. Now, look here. One thing we know, and we know this for positive proof, that the cigars is lit.
That's the sense,
yeah. And I see the hand come up and light them. You ain't got a hand on you that you don't know nothing about.
Now, you know better than that. Of course I ain't, Kingfish.
Well, the hand come right around from this side of the wall right here, and, oh, wait a minute, Andy. I just grabbed hold of your hand there now. You was trying to play a joke on me, sneaking around behind my back. I got you now, boy. Ha, ha, ha. Joke's on you.
Ha. My hand's in my pocket.
Andy, I know it's your hand I got a hold of. You wearing your coat with the big brass buttons on it.
Kingfish, I ain't never had no coat with brass buttons on it.
Yeah. Andy... found a match here in my pocket. Wait a minute, I'm going to light it.
Well?
How you do there?
Yeah, sir. How is you, mister? How is you?
All right, you two, stand where you are.
Quick, Andy, out the door.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Right.
Lock the door, Andy. That's it, boy. Come on.
Let me out. Open the door.
What do we do now, Kingfish?
Oh, I got the gun. Let's get out of here. We don't want no evidence against us.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish. Listen to that police whistle. He playing, he really playing the precinct pizzicato, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, come on.
You know, Andy, that is the doggone thing I done ever heard of that story you just told me.
Oh, yeah, Amos. We ducked down the back steps to the Kingfish's
apartment, and the next thing we know, the police was swarming all over the place.
Yeah, you sure was lucky, Andy, that you didn't get arrested in this mess.
Sure was. In the excitement, I done slipped out the back way. Boy, I've been hiding up here in my room ever since.
Yeah, well, what about the kingfish?
He's hiding up in his apartment. He hid the gun in his closet. You gotta be careful about that. Got our fingerprints all over.
Oh, it has, huh? You say that he didn't tell Sapphire and Mama what happened, huh?
No. He should have listened to his mama law in the first place. He was suspicious that the people were crooks.
Yeah, well, you sure was lucky, Andy, to get out of it, I tell you that much.
Oh, that was the closest shave we ever had. I tell you, Amos, I could almost feel the prison barber giving me the Sing Sing Bob.
Now that you mention it, no. I don't think it would be healthy for me to go out of the house.
Well, you can't be very sick. What you doing rummaging in the hall closet?
Well, to tell you the truth, Sapphire, I was looking for that pistol that I found in the apartment upstairs.
George Stevens, has you still got that pistol? Didn't Mommy and me tell you not to touch it?
Yeah, well, now don't start hollering at me. I got to find that pistol so I can wipe my fingerprints off of it. I tell you the word.
Hello, Mama. No, you'd gone out.
Hey, Mama, did you happen to see that pistol here in the closet?
Uh-huh. I found it in there this morning.
Oh, you found it, huh?
Yeah. And after seeing all them detective stories on television, I knew just what to do with it. I wrapped it in a handkerchief so the fingerprints wouldn't get smeared and took it down to the police
station. No, no!
This is Harlow Wilcox with a way to save $2 in one purchase. Simply buy a bottle of Springwood Cologne at Rexall Drugstore, and you'll get a $2 deodorant stick free. That's just one of many beauty bargains in the Rexall ad for May. Find this two-page ad in Current Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman. Check the Rexall ad for May and save. Rexall Drugstores everywhere. The stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, rely on your Rexall family druggist, and visit him. Would you be kind enough to say that Amos and Andy sent you? Thank you, and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Get a sample of Rexall Bismarex, absolutely free.
Bismarex, Rexall's four-way relief for acid indigestion.
Ask for your free sample of Bismarex during May at Rexall Drugstores everywhere. Be sure to be with us at this same time next Sunday when your Rexall Druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Powell. Stay tuned for the Bing Crosby program, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is the CBS Radio Network.